Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's the first time that he is joining us, but I hope it is not the last. I want to get him on a weekly basis with what's happening. I had read his book years ago, The Secret World of Money, and I'd read a lot of his writings, but I'd never heard him on air, and I heard him on Coast to Coast AM last week before the 30 minutes before I went on for 3 hours, and I was just totally blown away at how articulate, how on target, and how he puts it a lot better than I do, breaks it down a lot better, and I also went back over a lot of his predictions and what he talked about. This guy is absolutely on target. AndrewGauss.com is the website. Andrew Gauss is our guest for the next hour. I want to get him on for 2 hours in the near future so we can take your calls. We may take some this hour. He's a currency historian, and we are just extremely honored to have him on. Then coming up later, we're going to have Peter Schiff, president and chief global strategist for a major investment firm, and he's Ron Paul's main advisor. He's going to be on with us as well as things unfold. We're going to have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on later this week, and we're also going to have the New York Business School individuals predicting a lot of this, and Joseph Stiglitz back on, who we had on 2 weeks ago, Nobel Prize winner. But, Andrew, you've got the floor. I mean, break down. My listeners know the basics, and some of them more, but what's happening, the implosion, what the elite is engaged in, what's happening with the bailouts, and where you see us going in the future?
Oh, wait a minute, Alex. Before I go there, first of all, you, my friend, I can't even put this into words. Talk about my hero, man. You and your megaphone have done more good for this movement in the last 5 years than I have in 25 just beating the bushes. So I appreciate your kind words, but, man, I send them all right back to you, and I'm so honored to be here. I can't even tell you.
Well, we know you're a busy guy. You're all over TV, all over radio, more than ever, because you are on target. I mean, break down, talk to us like we're 6 years old, like the Governor Ventura said yesterday, for the new listeners, and then let's break down how we got here and where we're going.
Okay, Federal Reserve Bank of New York, lead bank in a cartel, and I know your listeners are real familiar because you've done a great job of educating them. So you basically have 12 private banks that control the issuance of money in this country. But the one in New York has allowed for the creation of $3 in debt for every dollar in circulation. So they have created this time bomb, if you will, that's facing the United States today. I would lay it all solely at the feet of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and I strongly urge Congress and the Senate to take over that institution.
Nationalize it. Keep going.
Yeah. I mean, it seems absurd to me that we're going to take $700 billion in Treasury money. We're going to write a bond, IOU $700 billion. Then we're going to hand it over to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. They're going to create $700 billion, hand it back to the Treasury, and then the Treasury Secretary is going to dole that out to the owners of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. What a big circle. If instead we nationalize the Fed and just take the $700 billion, put it right on their balance sheet, run it right out of the Treasury, A, we're going to save $35 billion in annual interest payments on the $700, and B, every bit of profit that they get from now on will go back to repaying this $10 trillion in debt that they've saddled us with.
Well, as you know, several hundred economists were in a story on Bloomberg last week that they cited, saying it's more like $5 trillion. That's the consensus. They're now saying it's $800-and-something billion now today. So from your research, what's the real number on the stick-up known as the bailout?
Well, I show total assets, total debts outstanding of $45 trillion against a money supply of $14 trillion. That leaves us a shortage of around $31 trillion.
Now, by the way, that's a very conservative number. The Dallas Morning News said 4 years ago that it was $41 trillion.
Right. Now, using that metric, that magic expansion of money that they do, the $700 billion, they can easily turn into $7 trillion, which will allow them to multiply, actually, every dollar 10 times.
Well, let's break that down, because, again, we have so many new listeners, hundreds of thousands every day, millions already on board with what's happening, but you've got a lot of ideas for solutions. Andrew Gauss is our guest, AndrewGauss.com. We'll be right back.
a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Currency historian Andrew Gauss is our guest for the next 55 minutes. And to go over his bio would take a few hours, but let's start over now because a few stations just joined us. Tell us about yourself, your history, and then let's recap the basics of who the private banking cartel are, what they've created, what they're up to in this new system they're bringing us into. Go through that for us, sir.
Okay, you know, basically, I'm just a paper boy. I started delivering papers in the mid-60s when they took the silver out of our coins. And I started to notice the difference. Like, one of my quarters was worth 25 cents and the other one was worth 50 cents. So I started putting away all the quarters, dimes, and halves that were made before 1964. And by 1980, I had saved enough money to put myself in business, and I've been doing that ever since. I started writing about how this all happens, because I found it fascinating. I was always taught that Constitution, no state shall make anything but gold or silver coin a tender in payment of debt. I didn't understand how we were getting around that. So as I started to study the subject, it was like, Alex, it was like pulling on a thread on a cheap suit. You know, the more you pull, the more it just becomes unraveled. And that's really what led me to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. The Fed of New York is the lead bank in this cartel that was established in 1913. And using the reference of Senate Report 93-549 for you scholars out there, you can see that in the period from 1913 to 1933, the Federal Reserve did exactly what the charlatans before them did, is they printed more notes for money, gold and silver coin, than they actually had gold and silver coin to back them up.
And it's key to explain that early on, and I want you to go over this because this is what you do, you're a historian in this, early on, when they start issuing more currency than there is gold and silver, the public doesn't catch on, and so there isn't as much as inflation at first, and so they can print money and get real gold and silver, and then they can go buy real assets with it and then leave the public holding the bag. That's the key to all this.
Yeah, indeed. That was the model, actually. We should probably start before the Federal Reserve Act. You know, in the 1870s, 1880s, guys would go out into the middle of the woods, and they would put, you know, $10, $20 gold pieces in a vault in a log cabin. And then they would issue 100 $20 bills. And anyone who had to try to redeem those bills had to fight their way through the woods and fight wildcats, hence the name Wildcat Bank. So this model of creating more notes than you had gold and silver and then using the notes to buy things before anyone realized what had happened, this was a tried and true model. And the Fed decided to simply nationalize this idea and to give us a uniform currency in the balance.
And they deceptively now, because they actually finance communism as a way to consolidate and enslave populations, we'll get into that later, to control the paradigm, a false left-right paradigm, now they're blaming capitalism and saying this is capitalism when all this is a Ponzi scheme fraud.
Absolutely right. That's the best way to characterize it, because using that same Senate report, you can see in 1913 and in 1914, if someone took a San Francisco Federal Reserve note and brought it to New York, the gold and silver coin would come flying over the counter. In those first few years, they built real confidence in the system. In fact, everyone thought we hit a home run because we didn't have any of those wildcat banks anymore. Now, you knew a dollar in New York was a dollar in San Francisco, was a dollar anywhere in the country. So they really brought stability and trust to the system, and it had been lacking for a long time. So for all through the teens, 13, 14, 15, 16, they were actually duplicating every bond that they had and sending an identical amount of money over to England so that they could prosecute that war over there, which Wilson kept us out of. In reality, the American people had no idea that this was going on, and we were given instead the Roaring Twenties. And that's why they roared, because as soon as the war was over, all of that money came back and started competing here at home for goods and services. This was when the fraud of the Federal Reserve was first revealed, and the banks responded by taking all of the gold and silver out of circulation, so that by the time the crash of 29 came, the only thing left were these paper notes, these Federal Reserve notes, without any means to back them up.
Now, again, that's key. They were able to use globalization to hide the fact that they were inflating the currency, not here domestically, but overseas, the same thing they've been doing now, but it's rushing back just like it did at the end of World War One. But this time, the crisis is many times worse in magnitude.
Indeed, the lessons that they learned from World War One, they applied in World War Two. And, you know, it was like a replay of the same game, only this time they were going to put into action what they learned. And that was that you could hide this inflation around the world if you could convince other nations to start using the dollar as their unit of measure. So out we went now into World War Two. Before we rush there, though, let's talk the crash of 29. They get Congress together in 29. They say, okay, what caused all this? Well, people kept going to the bank asking for gold. There wasn't enough gold. Okay, first thing we'll do, let's stop the people from asking for gold anymore. So that was the first thing. We're not going to make these notes redeemable for gold. Second thing, we're going to make the investment banks separate from the commercial banks. You either gather up money from rich people and invest in things, that's an investment bank, or you gather up deposits from regular people and make loans to regular people, that's a commercial bank. And one was never supposed to mix with the other. It stayed that way until 1999, Alex, and on the way out, Bill Clinton kind of signed that legislation that took down that barrier, and suddenly J.P. Morgan was buying Chase, and Citigroup was buying Travelers, and they started mixing these businesses together so that this dilution could occur without Americans realizing what was going on. Into World War II again, we come out of World War II, we're the victors. Instead of demanding reparations like everyone else did, we get together at a conference called Bretton Woods, and we say, okay, we're going to rebuild Europe. We're going to fix the world. There's only one thing we want from everyone, and that is that you price oil in dollars. And no matter where anyone buys oil in the entire world, it's priced in dollars. Now, this gave him that mechanism to create. Every time somebody pulled a barrel of oil out of the ground, they were free to create the corresponding amount of money. And to this day, 80% of all the world's trade is conducted in dollars, and that enables them to hide the inflation overseas. And I'll tell you, those foreign investors are getting sick of it. They're starting to disgorge themselves from dollars, and that won't be pretty.
Now, again, some people will say, well, yes, this is a fiat system, and the elite banks did it, but look how good it did for America. This country, before we had this current scam being nationwide, had 10% growth rates on average every year, not 3% that they call roaring, and that 3% is really negative if you count in the real inflation, not the cooked inflation. But the big problem is it gave these predatory banking families unlimited power to buy up everything and create monopolies, which they've now done.
Yeah, I always go back to that Jefferson quote on that subject. He said, if we ever allowed banks to control the issue of our currency, that they would set up corporations that would eventually deprive us of all of our property. And that's exactly what they've done. If you look at the money that they've taken from the banking system, money that they've created out of thin air, and then bought every critical industry, and they started with the newspapers, they ended with television, and they bought everything in between, all the critical industry in the United States, anything that manufactures, anything that creates money, casinos. You name the manufacturing industry or the industry that creates or gathers money, and it's infiltrated and controlled by the same people that own and control the Federal Reserve Bank.
And how could they not take over when they control the issuance of currency and credit and when they regulate themselves?
Exactly. I ask people, if I gave you the power to write checks that no one ever has the power to cash, they only have to accept them as money, how many would you write? When would you stop? I'd get writer's cramp from buying things.
Look, if I had that power, I would own Austin, Texas in a year. I'd come to a house and say, what do you want for your house? Well, the house is really worth $500,000. I don't want to sell it. I'll give you $1 million. Sold.
Sure.
I mean, it is just unlimited. And now, really since the 80s, since the mid-90s, since they knew they were going to just go from fractional reserve to unlimited leveraging, they went to flat-out corruption. CIA, Delta Force, coming in with bags of cash, buying off local government officials, because they know the collapse is coming, and they plan to use a police state to protect their system and make sure they win.
To enforce it. Yeah, you know, one of the things that I bring up that highlights all of this, really draws it home, is that if you had a dollar in 1980, it's best expressed as a fraction. It's 1/1 trillion. And by 1995, the total supply of money had grown from 1 trillion to nearly 5 trillion. So now your dollar was 1/5 trillion. Today, there are $14 trillion in circulation. So your dollar is now 1/14 trillion. You can see the progression there. There's 14 times as much money in circulation today as there was in 1980. And then claims for 3 times that amount. That's what's causing this freeze up right now. So in reality, the dollar of today is worth 1/45th of a dollar from 1980. That's got to be reflected in prices, and that's why I think the wave of inflation that's coming is going to make all the others look pale.
Well, mainline economists and historians like yourself, they come on the show and they all agree. And really, it's the majority of real economists agree. They just don't get put on TV as often as the people that are, quote, wrong. They're not really
right, wrong.
They're just lying. They're not stupid either. But they all come on and say, this isn't going to look like 29 inflation or the roaring 20s inflation. This is going to look like Weimar Republic.
Right. It's actually going to dwarf Weimar Republic if, in fact, all of those debt claims are turned into money. And this is the key here, is at what level the Federal Reserve decides to monetize this debt or turn a debt instrument into a current dollar. And it is that lack of oversight. You know, this is my main criticism of the Fed in New York. We might not be able to abolish the Fed. We might not be able to regulate it. But by God, we can sure take it over.
And that's the drumbeat we need.
Yeah, man.
Because if we're going to, quote, bail this out, which is really just signing over dictatorial power to them and being suckered even deeper, well, then why shouldn't the government own it? But see, the public still thinks the Federal Reserve is the government. So we're going to talk to monetary historian, just an amazing individual, more on history and where he sees things going in the future. What should happen versus what they're going to do.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. Gas Freedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Is it getting better?
You can get to his site by going to andygauss.com or andrewgauss.com. Gauss, G-A-U-S-C.com. Put links up on Infowars.com for everybody. Okay, I'm jumping in a lot here. You've covered some of the basic history. My big question for you studying these people is, from the IMF and World Bank documents I talk so much about, and Stiglitz, and their past history in third world countries, what we see here in the Western world and the United States and Japan appears to be done by design to consolidate. Because we know they've done it in the past. We infiltrated Bilderberg Group almost 3 years ago. They said they would start the implosion by restricting loans in subprime, to blame it on the public. And so we've been on target with that. So really, I know they're orchestrating it. The only question is, are they losing control? Because I have seen some of their people in the Financial Times of London come out and say, Andy, that this is so big and that they were so greedy that it's even endangering the central banks themselves. From your expert opinion and research, what do you say?
Absolutely. In fact, the Federal Reserve of New York has been using its balance sheet. Now, for the listeners, because, Alex, I know you understand this, and it's so refreshing to be on your show, because most times I talk to radio hosts, you're right, they think the Federal Reserve is a part of government. You have a handle on this, so it's so much easier to talk to you. Reality is that the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, every time it takes a treasury bond from the treasury, it adds it to its balance sheet, and then it gives the treasury the corresponding amount of money. So over the years, they've built up a pile of about $700 billion in treasury notes that they keep in their vault. Now, these notes they've been exchanging for the last 17 months in exchange for these bad debt instruments to kind of force liquidity into the system. They have diluted their balance sheet at the Fed of New York so badly that now, without this bailout, if they continue to do this, they'll be broke. And the Fed of New York would go bankrupt.
So this is a real crisis even for them.
Indeed it is. This is why they're asking for this bailout. Now, I have sources inside Washington myself, and when Henry Paulson came out of the meeting after Congress voted down the bailout, he had to be physically supported. He was weak at his knees. Now, this type of reaction you usually don't see from a person who's been through as many battles as Henry Paulson. So I think your argument has a little bit of weight there, because they're worried in every circle, not just at the Fed of New York.
Now, last week, AP and Bloomberg, as well as Reuters, reported that there was $940 billion given out at the Fed open window.
Right.
That's separate from the $700 billion, or were they leveraging that? Where is
is that all separate.
In bonds?
That is separate. That is separate infusions into the money markets that they were making based on debt instruments that people were turning in. But in addition to that, they were swapping treasury bonds for toxic debt through this auction term facility of theirs. I think they did 250, 125, and then 250 at the beginning of the year. So this is something that separate and distinct from these discount window operations.
Was that Reuters headline accurate, though, when it said $940 billion? Pumped out into the banks in 1 week, or was that a misprint?
No, that was accurate.
Good
I mean, that's the extent of the problem. And bear in mind, again, how close $980 billion is to $1 trillion, right? Another $20 billion and we're at $1 trillion. That was the total supply of money in 1980. So in 1 week, they added enough money into the system to duplicate all the money in existence in 1980. And that acceleration is exponential.
What about this corporate culture by even low-level people who've been trained to laugh and giggle about this? I still have, when I'm say, doing a radio show out of another studio, one of their financial guys will come by and laugh at me, and then he goes on air and says, everything's fine, we've just got to bail them out, the Federal Reserve's good, it's federal. I mean, they've got to know they're lying.
Indeed, and there is an entire culture there that does laugh at the public. If you listen to some of the Enron traders, for example, you'll get the mindset that these guys had. You know, they were giggling while the entire California coast was suffering rolling blackouts. They thought it was funny that they had caused all of this. So, I mean, the cynicism that permeates this system is the result of easy money. You know, anything easy is not worth anything. And so this loss of respect for human existence is all at the root of this. It is the result of all of this easy money.
We're going to break long segment coming up for you to talk plenty and get into more detail. We're also going to be taking phone calls for our guest, Andrew Gauss. Here's an example. I'm driving into work this morning on 360, and the whole highway shut down except for one lane, and it takes me 20 minutes extra to get to work. And when I finally get up to the cops, there's like 10 cop cars sitting around, and they're just talking, blocking a lane, bugging their eyes out with hatred at the public, staring at them. Again, it's just mental illness, folks. Mental illness. We'll be right back with our guest.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
What will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow.
What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action?
PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free.
Be ready. Be free
with PatriotFood.com.
Way up north, to the last of the way up north, to Alaska. North to Alaska, go north, the rest is on. North to Alaska.
We have currency historian, economic expert, Andrew Gauss on with us. The website's andygauss.com. Okay, I've brought up a lot of my questions, made a lot of my points, gotten your take on it. You know, looking into your crystal ball, because you've been pretty good at predicting things so far, where do you see things going in the next month, 6 month, year? What do you think the establishment's going to do versus what you think is the best course of action?
They're going to try to control hyperinflation. Obviously, the runaway inflation is one thing that they don't want. So they'll put the $700 billion into the system much the same way that you give blood to a patient IV. You know, you drip it in. You don't just rush the whole $700 in at the same time. In doing so, they're going to create tsunami waves. You'll see a wave of inflation followed by a little retraction, then a bigger wave of inflation followed by a little retraction. And these ever-growing waves will continually wipe out the purchasing power of a generation. Not by accident either. These 85 million or so baby boomers that are retiring and think they're going to spend their 401ks or their retirement money are going to see that the dollar that they've worked hard for and put away is going to be worth about 60 cents in 2 years. And that's really what I see, a slow, steady, controlled inflation that will decimate the purchasing power.
Now, and that's on top of what it's already lost.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I mean, when I'm talking 60 cents of today's dollar, which is, you know, it's already 15 cents based on a 1980 dollar.
Well, here's an example. I had Governor Jesse Ventura on yesterday, and I said, what do you think of the bailout? And he said, well, I've just lost a bunch of money myself in, you know, my investments. And he said, gee, I don't trust him, but, you know, if it'll save things, maybe I'd be for it. And he said, but overall, I don't trust him, so I say no. So his instinct was right, but he admitted he just hadn't had a lot of time, you know, to study it. But the point is, he kind of is more than the average person, but a good window, you know, into an upper middle class individual. And I hear these people saying, from I don't know to I'm against it to the extreme of, you're basically a treasonous traitor if you're not for this, and this is going to save my 401k. And this economic terrorism that we've seen that I've never witnessed before, the president, the secretary of the treasury, others, Democratic leaders, saying, if you don't do this, we will have a depression. Well, if that isn't yelling fire in a theater, if that didn't drive the market down Monday evening, its biggest one-time loss in history, $1.2 trillion, $1.2 trillion. I mean, comment on the economic terrorism and the illusion that the public's being sold that you better do this bailout or it will kill Main Street, because even in the midterm, this is going to kill Main Street with inflation.
You're right. And, you know, those that fail to study history, doomed to repeat it. If you look at the bank wars, Andrew Jackson was basically making the same charges against what was then the Federal Reserve, the Second Bank of the United States. And he said, you know, if you vote for me, I'm going to kill this bank because it's bad for this country. And the bank's people kept saying, oh, no, if you go with Jackson's plan, there's going to be a depression. We're going to contract and it's going to be awful. It's going to be terrible. That same type of economic terrorism. They overplayed their hand, however, by actually delivering on their threats. And then pretty soon the American people said, wait a minute, that's exactly what Jackson said they would do. And in doing so, they lost the battle. So if they overplayed their hand in this instance, I honestly think the American people would have stood up and pressured the Senate a lot more than they did. Unfortunately, they have us snowballed. They have us believing that if we don't do this, we're going to all suffer. And so as a result, great many Americans are calling Washington and urging them to do something. They don't know what to do, but they urge them to do something. The senators and congressmen are interpreting this as, hey, they want us to vote for the bailout, but no one has presented an alternative plan. If we just look at this from simple mathematics, Alex, we'll see. If there's a $700 billion bond issued by the Treasury, then that means there's about $35 billion in annual interest payments due on that bond. If we take over the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, we can eliminate that $35 billion in annual interest payments. So just from a pure economic sense, it makes perfect sense for us to take over the Federal Reserve Bank of New York as our number one supplier of debt.
Plus, it's the private Federal Reserve that engineered this current architecture. So why, after we catch the weasel sucking the blood of 14 chickens, are we now giving him the job of security guard?
Yeah, watch the chickens. Precisely. As I put it, in every ball field in America, three strikes and you're out. When the Federal Reserve did this from 13 to 29, those guys should have gone to jail, but they didn't. When they crashed the housing market through the S&L crisis in the 80s, that was their second strike. They should have gone to jail, and they didn't. Now this is their third strike, and I say we stop talking about bailouts and start talking about bail amounts. You know, how much are they going to have to pay to get out of jail? Because that's the only thing that I think is relevant now.
And by the way, let's specifically talk about what they've done that's criminal. They didn't just go in and change the laws. They've clearly, throughout the entire banking system, engaged in falsely certifying junk as AAA, in insider trading, in conflicts of interest. I mean, it just never ends.
Right. The credit default swaps are a perfect example. Here you have a hedge fund that comes out and says, okay, we're going to issue a bond. And because we're a new hedge fund, we don't have any capital. The bond is rated BBB. Now, no one's going to be able to buy that bond. No one's going to be able to buy it because it's low rated. No pension fund will buy it. No bank will buy it. But suddenly, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York's owners decide they're going to convince an insurance company to co-sign that bond, a credit default swap, saying if they default, we'll step in and make good. Suddenly, that bond is AAA. Suddenly, you've just bypassed the regulations that were put into place to prevent this. If that's not a violation of the letter of the law, it certainly is a violation of the spirit. They knew full well that that hedge fund was at more risk than they could handle, and they allowed the deal to go through. Imagine going to your local banker and trying to borrow money, and he looks at your balance sheet and says, oh, no, you can't do this because you're going to have more debt than you have the ability to pay. That's what they're supposed to do. Not once did the Federal Reserve Bank of New York stop Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, UBS, JP Morgan, Citigroup, Deutsche Bank, Hong Kong, Shanghai. These are all their owners. They didn't stop them from issuing these debt instruments. Had they done so, there wouldn't be $45 trillion in claims against $14 trillion in money. So it was their dramatic lack of oversight that created this crisis. And on that basis alone, they should be put out of business.
But we have worldwide the just trillions upon trillions unknown. They're all being secretive because of all the crimes they've committed. I don't think any amount of, quote, bailouts is going to quote, save the structure. It's only going to prolong it and deepen it. So again, what do you see happening in 6 months, a year?
Hyperinflation. BIS report, I don't know if you caught that, that showed the total derivatives market outstanding at the second quarter of this year was $596 trillion. So never mind 45 against 14, $596 trillion. If they have to put that much or even a tenth of that into circulation, if they have to go to 50 trillion from 14, that's going to mean anything that costs you a dollar today is going to cost you $3 a couple years from now.
Well, there's no secret if no one knows, but like you said, 500 and something trillion. A lot of economists we have on say it's more like 1,000 trillion. How many times is that more than all the true assets and wealth in the world?
Well, you couldn't do that calculation. It is at least quadruple all of the known financial assets. So it's four times all of the paper assets. When you start talking physical assets, you know, how much is a person's real estate or house worth? I doubt that it could ever be repaid.
But again, this is total fraud. This isn't real, but they've got the regular Army brigades, according to Army Times, coming to the U.S. They say it's for civil emergency. Bush put the John Warner Defense Authorization Act in place, which says it's for martial law and suppression of the people, in the bill that passed years ago, 2 years ago. I mean, it's all happening. They clearly are behaving as if they know that they're only trying to stall long enough to get their grid in place. And then I guess they come out on top in the road warrior scenario, and they're talking about then failing forward into a new world banking system where those that engineered this pose as the saviors and set up this world regulatory banking system and then sort of new bubble out of carbon credits or something. Can you comment on that?
A carbon tax, yeah.
Yes.
It's a perfect system if you consider the end result is that they want to have the single currency in the world be the dollar. And if you look at world trade now, I mean, you know, I've gotten into these debates with colleagues who feel a lot like you and I do, which is they already control this game. They're already firmly in control. After World War II, we established all the central banks of Europe. The Bank of Japan is an outpost of the United States Treasury, the Federal Reserve.
But we know the elite don't have total control until the middle class is gone, until we're all drooling on Prozac. And they,
yep.
and the elite says that. They want us dumbed down and slaves.
Well, you know, the biggest wealth owners in this country is that baby boom generation that started working right after World War II and raised their families, worked hard for the last 30 years, and managed to combine savings of $800,000 to $1,000,002 on their $30,000 to $40,000 a year salary. They scrimped and saved and put away this mountain of money. And now these guys, these 85 million baby boomers that are retiring, will have their entire wealth, talk about the middle class, reduced in value by two-thirds with the stroke of a virtual pen. So in a span of 24 months, they're going to be able to wipe out a lifetime of savings by the most prolific generation that we've seen in 150 years
but
in this country.
The private banks own and control the corporate propaganda channels. It's not even media. And they're
right
on there saying, depression, if you don't do this,
right,
it's over if you don't do this. Imagine if they told the public the truth. We're taking two-thirds of your savings. We're devaluing your investments and your dollar. We're destroying your retirement and your future. I mean, people think the public's already mad. They're going to be hopping mad. And so here's the $64 million question. It used to be the 64,000, but now with inflation, 64 million. What is going to happen a year or two down the road when the yuppies find out that they were screwed and this was a setup?
Well, we're going to be yelling at the greedy oil companies and the greedy car dealers and, boy, those nasty people at the grocery store raising their prices. The last person we'll point a finger at is the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. And I don't think our Take Back the Fed movement will be successful. I believe they sneer at us, like we said in the last segment. They look down upon us, and they are so blatant now. They don't even put on a good con anymore, Alex. They used to hide this stuff. Now it's just so out in the open. I'm reminded of what Carol Quigley said, and my colleague Matt, who incidentally wears an InfoWars bumper sticker on his car,
awesome,
like a badge of honor, drives it around New York City, flashes it in the cops' faces. He's one of your stalwart soldiers. He says, Carol Quigley's book said, when the velvet glove is removed from the iron fist, maybe then the people will understand. But until they come right out and in your face tell you they don't care what you think, then the majority of Americans are going to act like the sheep that they are, lead themselves to be sheared, and gladly grow some more fur for the next cutting.
Unbelievable. And they're doing it. They are doing it right now. But I am heartened that polls are showing 90%+, even with the financial terrorism and fear-mongering of do this or else, that we call the public sheeple. They figured out that pretty much anything the media says is a lie or spin. And so it is going to, I mean, I agree, the media is going to blame the shopkeepers and the car dealers, if any of that even exists. But I think it's going to break down even faster than that.
Well, you could be right. And I'll tell you, with you and your bullhorn and then your soldiers like Matt out there spreading the word, more and more people are catching on. I'm just afraid it's too little too late, because the bulk of Americans are all shareholders in the Federal Reserve system. You know, the percentage of Americans that actually own tangible money, gold and silver coins, you're talking 1 or 2%. The other 98%, while they may even be against the entire system, they still keep 100% of their wealth tied up in the Federal Reserve. So they're nothing but shareholders in the system. I suggest if people really want to make a difference, they need to start force-feeding their Federal Reserve notes back into the system and taking out what the Constitution defines as money, and that's gold and silver coin. Once they start doing that, Alex, there's no way to stop it.
All right, let me bring that up now, because that was one of my next questions, and I want to tell folks about all the great information you have on your site and books and materials, because I want people to check it out. It's very impressive and totally on target. Really cuts through all the minutiae and gets right down to the facts. Already you can't get buffaloes. The U.S. Mint is saying it can't get gold to make coins. Kitco is sold out of most of their coins. You can't find gold really anywhere at spot anymore. Silver is running out, but artificially the central banks admit that they are suppressing the price of metals. But I don't even see them being able to suppress this more than just a few months. I mean, it's already gone up somewhat. So I wanted to ask you, I mean, about that, because it's, I mean, we're already running out of gold and silver right now with just a fraction of the public getting wise. The moment even just a few more percentage points of the know-it-all yuppies figure out they've been conned and try to get out of their banks and stocks, there is going to be no gold or silver anywhere. Can you talk about that?
Indeed. Front page of the Financial Times Network yesterday talked about that very issue. And what we're seeing is a disconnect between the physical market and the paper or electronic market. And while you can buy all of the physical gold that you want and pay a premium above what it would cost you if you were buying electronic or paper, that spread is just widening every day. Now, there's a handful of smart guys out there, and in fact, one of them sponsors your show, that put stuff away for their clients ahead of time. And that's what you need. You need dealers who lean against the wind. You know, when everyone's selling, they're buying, and then when it's time to buy, they're ready with inventory to sell. So you might have to look a little bit, but there are sharp dealers out there who still have inventory. I know we loaded in a position, and I'm pretty sure Midas did as well. So you can get stuff if you go to the right source.
Absolutely. Midas Resources, in fact, has gold at basically below what it's even selling for now, and they've got it. It's just that local coin dealers in Austin are sold out or very low. I go to other places. I see reports in newspapers about gold and silver sold out in shops all over. So definitely the smaller dealers are really having a lot of trouble, and only the bigger dealers and people that have a lot of sources are able to get it. How high do you see gold going in the next 6 months?
Well, our model shows gold peaking out at 1,600 in the next 6 months before we are in a sell mode. So we're still buying with both hands, and I wouldn't be a seller until gold hits 1600. On the silver side, triple. I think silver has to hit $34 an ounce before I'll be a seller. So until then, I'm buying.
Well, isn't gold performing in the last 7 years at like 30% and the stock market is losing money?
Yeah, you're right about that. If you look at just a seven-year window, you'll find gold probably outproduced every other investment except the most speculative and risky. And the best part of it is that once it's in your control, it's almost impossible for anyone to do anything to dilute the value of your money. That is your money now. All you have to do is protect it. But, you know, if there's a catch to everything, the catch to this is when you take physical possession of gold, you have to protect it. You have to guard it like it's cash. And most Americans aren't willing to accept that responsibility. So I think you still have a window. If you haven't accumulated any gold or silver yet, you have a little window here before the rest of the consuming public figures out what's going on.
But boy, when they do, look out, ladies and gentlemen. Andy Goss is our guest, and we're going to come right back with our final segment with him on the other side and take a few calls from Tim, Charles, and Ben. Stay with us.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988. 9988.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverINC.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
The preacher man says it's the end. All right, I should have gone to your calls earlier, but just got into all these questions and discussions with Andy Goss. Really appreciate him joining us. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Georgia. You're on the air with our guest.
Hey, Alex, when you said about when Ventura said, explain to me like I'm a six-year-old, when I'm trying to get people to wake up to the Federal Reserve, I'll use the analogy. I'll say, hey, I'm the bank of me, and you two guys have banks, and I'm the Federal Reserve, and I loan you $100 at interest, I loan you $100 at interest. say 10%, and now you guys owe me $210. Where does the $10 come from? And nobody can answer the question. And I think the answer is you have to borrow it into circulation at more interest. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, they never create the interest when they create the money, and so that creates a constant demand for money that's greater than the supply. That's what gives these worthless piece of paper value in the first place.
And that's what gives them so much power.
That's
This is a parlor trick, folks. This is a parlor trick.
So without interest, they don't have their magic bullet then.
That's right. If you took away the interest and just started issuing money without interest, pretty soon the worthlessness of it would be quickly revealed because there would be more supply than demand.
Exactly. Look, the Wizard of Oz was a popular anti-banker play that went all over the country for decades before it was made into a movie. And it's
right.
all about the little man behind the curtain, the Yellow Brick Road, the Emerald City. It's all about the fraud.
No question about it.
That little analogy enables me to challenge people on their base paradigm there, and then nobody can tell you where it comes from.
But see, then we have the financial minions right down the locals who all think they're part of the system, and see, it's an inside joke. The guys on radio and TV, they're laughing at you. I was watching CNBC yesterday, and they're there like con artists, you know, giggling and smirking and winking at each other and smiling at you through the teleprompter. I mean, it's about suckering you. It's such a big, disgusting joke. Your comments on that, Andy?
Yeah, well, here's where I get traction on the Federal Reserve. I point to their 47 Learjets and their $300 million art collection with a full-time curator to take care of it. And the fact that all of this is done without appropriating money from the Treasury, they simply create the money to buy this stuff. And for that reason alone, they should be forced to come to Congress for appropriations every time they want to spend money instead of being able to just spend it out of thin air. I can even get the most hardened MBA company guy to agree with me on that point. Once you got them there, it's easy step from there to nationalizing
right.
the Fed.
That's right. People are in a self-imposed mental prison. Let's talk to Charles in California. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Appreciate everything both of you are doing. And just wanted to talk a little bit about the future plans of the dollar and all this. Like, where are we heading? And when do both of you think it is?
Okay, you heard it. The next 2 years they're going to destroy another 60% of the dollar's value. They've already.
In fact, Alex, you know, I have a package. It's entitled Protecting Your Wealth. It's an audio CD and a booklet that explains where I see this thing going. I haven't offered this to anyone, but to Alex Jones listeners, if you'll call and say you heard it on Alex Jones, I'll send you this package free. 800-468-2646. You'll get an audio CD and a booklet that will explain to you how to protect your wealth in the coming times.
I'll give that number out again.
800-468-2646. Mention Alex Jones or they're going to be looking for $29 out of you. So Alex Jones gets you this package, Protecting Your Wealth, audio CD and pamphlet and three issues of my newsletter.
All right. It's a great newsletter. Anything else, Charles?
Yeah, before they set up the Federal Reserve, a few years before that, didn't they do a little bit of manipulating? Didn't they somehow like bring a some kind of depression or some kind of
Panic of 1907, Knickerbocker Trust, started by J.P. Morgan, gave us the Peugeot hearings, suggested the Aldrich Plan, brought us the Federal Reserve Act.
And they're doing the same thing now with an even bigger global banking system. They create the crisis and then pose as the savers and get more power. Andy, thanks for coming on with us.
Yep. Alex,
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.